How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Good evening and welcome aboard to Calling All Sports along the way here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell along the way with our producer Dominic Jimenez on this 8th day of December 2022 as we talk the world of sports right up until the top of the next hour across the country and around the world. On a busy sports day, of course, we just came out of the baseball winter meetings in San Diego. And the biggest trade ever took place today, and that is WNBA and two-time All-American Brittany Griner, of course, played at Baylor and with the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA, incarcerated and sentenced to 9 years in prison August 4th in Russia. She is on her way to Brooke Army Base, Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas, in a prisoner swap for Victor Boot, a arms dealer who was incarcerated and facing 25 years here in prison in the United States. That's where we'll start tonight with Brittany Griner on her way in the air as we speak. President Biden, an emotional day for Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle. A very polarizing, let's be honest, folks. I mean, she made a bad choice carrying cannabis vape oil through the Moscow airport. She's got to know better. I mean, come on, you're a high-profile athlete. You're, 6 foot seven, 6 foot eight, African-American woman going through the airport in Russia. Bottom line is she made a poor choice and she paid dearly. Ended up in about 10 months in prison, incarcerated, awaiting sentence on the 4th day of August, but released today on this Thursday, December 8th. So we will get into that. We'll get into some leftovers on the baseball front as well. Xander Bogaerts departs Boston for San Diego. Boy, the home-standing Padres with the winter baseball meetings going on in San Diego. They swung and whiffed on several free agent signings and end up getting Xander Bogaerts from the Red Sox. So a pretty decent acquisition, you might say, for the home-standing hometown San Diego Padres. We'll get into some college stuff as well. We told you the recruiting situation now with the transfer portal. Free agency has arrived at Division I college sports. The University of Iowa may already lose a guy they got verbally committed in Caden Proctor. We'll get into that. We're getting it started. Plus, we've got a couple of guests. We'll tell you about it on the other side here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. I'm Marty Terrell. Don't go away.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
All right, listen, I get the release of Brittany Griner, okay? I do. It's a political move. There's no question about it with President Biden. The question here, as we rejoin you across the country and around the world here on SportsByline.com streaming and also on SiriusXM as we go in tonight in the overnight on Sports Overnight America, on SiriusXM 217, 203, and Digital 967 in the American Forces Radio Network. The question that is not being asked and therefore cannot be answered, and this is where you have to have opinion, would Biden have removed Griner from the situation? President Biden tried for a two-for-one. He tried Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, a Michigan executive who's been incarcerated since 2018 in Russia, for spying, espionage. Brittany Griner was incarcerated for 10 months for having some cannabis oil, which is basically legal in this country. We gave them Victor Boot, an arms dealer, for a celebrity athlete. The question that no one is asking is, would Russia had gone one for one? Would Russia had, forget Griner, just for a Griner rather, for a moment, just frame her over here on the left side. Would Putin have taken Boot straight up for Paul Whelan? I think the answer to that question is yes. And that's why our country is divided tonight. We're divided to begin with. This just is more polarizing. Our country is so messed up right now, you can't even believe it. So I watched the feed on ABC News. I got on Facebook Live. I watched all the comments, and it was stunningly negative. Are we a racist country? Is that what it is? If this was Sue Bird, would there have been that many people upset because Brittany Griner was sprung from a hellacious Russian camp? If it was Sue Bird, would we have had this groundswell of negativity? I think not. Yeah, I think there's a lot of racism. I really do. And I hate to say that, but I believe it to be true. But we don't know for sure whether straight up Paul Whelan for Victor Boot, whether that trade, that swap would have been made in Abu Dhabi and Whelan would be on his way back to the United States. I got to tell you, the Whelan family, phenomenal people. I don't know who they are. Never even heard of him. I never even heard of them, obviously. But the way they handled the situation with Griner coming home and Paul Whelan not coming home was one of the greatest examples of grace that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I just thought it was flat out phenomenal. Flat out phenomenal. They handled it so well. But that's the one question we haven't had asked nor answered, was whether that swap would have been made. And you know which way Biden was going. Biden led with Brittany Griner because it's more politically beneficial. Or is it? Don't forget, he's, you know, halfway through, better than halfway through, and he is going to come back for one more go around in 2024. So there's a whole little, not little, there's a huge political ramification, a political element here. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You can join me, go to Marty Chiarella, Calling All Sports, the 5 o'clock whistle, of course, 5 o'clock in the central time zone where I sit. You know, on your drive home at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I don't want to get into you calling up or you shoot me a quick text and say, you know, I guess I don't want the raw reaction. I guess I want to play the hypothetical angle. Would it have been the same deal, Victor Boot, the Russian arms dealer, incarcerated federal camp here or federal prison here in Illinois in the United States, straight up for Paul Whelan, the Michigan executive who was arrested in Russia, charged with espionage and spying back in 2018. I think Putin would have taken that deal. I do. But there's other people that say, no, you're crazy. That basically Putin pulled a red hour back. And I shouldn't minimize this. You know, red hour back was known when he was with, you know, running the Celtics. He'd always make unbelievable. He would abscond players. I mean, you got Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale. We could go on and on and on. They say Red Auerbach never made a bad trade. I don't know if that's true, but, boy, you look at his record, he was pretty good. So it looks like, you know, it's a win-win because Biden gets the political benefits of springing Brittany Griner from a hellacious Russian prison camp, and Putin gets his guy, Victor Boot. Whelan's the one, he's the X factor, we just don't know. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. And I'm already getting some hits on Facebook Live. And, I, you know, this issue is just polarizing. It is. I mean, it's just unbelievable how you sat there and watched this news conference and the feed was just overwhelmingly supportive 1 minute. And then you'd see about 100, you know, more tweets and more reactions on Facebook Live with the ABC Live news feed. And it was just, I think, you know what, if you tallied them all up, it's probably as close to 50-50 as you could possibly imagine. So we'll sprinkle into this a little bit later on. But if you have a thought, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Dominic, if you're listening and they call, no knuckleheads. Dominic's excellent at screening calls. I will go to, you know, the Twitter feed and the Facebook Live stuff. And right now it's you know, there's a handful and it's mostly negative. And I learned something here in this lifetime. Absence of information, the human mind goes negative. You can almost guarantee that. When we human beings, especially in this country, when we don't have what we consider to be appropriate information, we immediately think the worst. You know, your boss calls out of the blue. You're not expecting a call. What do? Pit in your stomach. You pick up the phone. Hello? And you're worried. Your mind goes negative because you don't have the information. You don't know what to expect. So you go negative. And that's what this country has done. Is it a bum deal for Paul Whelan and the Whelan family? Absolutely. 100%. It's a bum deal. But he was charged with espionage and spying. Would we let a Russian spy go? We let a Russian arms dealer go for a basketball player. who made a horrible choice, and she had to know better. She had to. You know, the WNBA plays summer league. They play spring to summer. She's over in Russia only because they don't, I mean, she makes decent money, but they play overseas in the off season from the WNBA. Why? They supplement their income. They get endorsement deals. They globalize their brand, if you will. But, you know, what is Brittany Griner thinking? She sticks out like a sore thumb. She's walking through the airport in Moscow, and she packed her bags in a hurry and didn't know the cannabis oil canisters or vials were in there. Come on. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying. You know. You know what you put in your body. You know what you put in your luggage. Yeah. Can you add? Can you bring a couple extra things? Excuse me. Yeah, you could pack a couple of extra things. But for the most part, you know. I mean, Sammy Sosa said he didn't know that the bats were corked. You know, McGuire said he didn't know that he was putting Andrew Osteen-Dione in his body. Clemens, you know, had needles stuck in his rear end, and he didn't know that they were giving him anabolic steroids through his buttocks. Come on. I mean, come on. You know, we're not stupid. Brittany Griner knew. She made a horrible choice, and she paid a price. I mean, 10 months for a canister of, you know, for a vial of weed, cannabis oil. Paul Whelan's situation's a whole lot different. And if you're an American, you think you're going to get a fair shake in a Moscow or a Russian courtroom, you're crazy. You're not. They don't like us. We don't like them. They don't like us. We're arch rivals, if you will. So that's where we'll go. We'll get to the social media hits, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I don't want to go crazy on the calls, but we'll look at the social media hits. And like I said, it's right now about 90% negative. It just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Most of these people are in Iowa and telling me to change the subject, which is great. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We're going to bring in a good buddy of mine, Adam Burke. Excellent comedy writer. He's going to join us. Dr. Newkirk later on from Ocala, Florida. He's going to weigh in on Brittany Griner. Thursday night football, some college hoops, some NBA. We'll get it started on the other side. Coming back here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Welcome back. Marty Terrell calling all sports cross country and around the world on Sirius XM, Sirius 217 XM 203, Digital 967 on the Overnight Sports Overnight America, worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. All right, Brittany Griner is coming home. She'll be in San Antonio late tonight or into the wee hours tomorrow morning, probably when we're on the air with Sports Overnight America. We'll keep you posted, and we'll update on social media as the situation warrants. He's Adam Burke. He's an outstanding comedy writer. He hails from North Dakota. He resides in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and he's nice enough to give us a few minutes and maybe a yuck or two today. I don't know. It might be our lucky day. Adman, Adam Burke, welcome to the program. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Marty. Great. Very good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Good to talk to you. So you're a comedy writer. We'll get into your bio here in a minute, but it starts with you're from North Dakota. What's it like to hail from North Dakota?
I don't know. I think it's about the same anywhere in the Midwest. You know, it's like people are super friendly, and you just kind of get used to the cold, I guess. That's what they keep saying. I'm 38 years old, but I'm ready to get out of here. It's too cold, man. And today I'm just freezing. I like took the hottest shower when I got home, and it's just can't get it like cold to your bones.
So let me ask you, where in North Dakota?
I was born in Bismarck, which is kind of right in the middle of the state. And, you know, a lot of North Dakota is really flat, but Bismarck's got the river that runs through it. So it has trees and hills and a little bit of topography. But again, just great people. You know, it's a nice, wholesome place to grow up. I still have a lot of friends who live there.
Yeah, I want to take shots at it, but I would think that's why you became a comedy writer, professional comedy writer and comedian, because it was so depressing growing up in North Dakota. You had to make yourself laugh.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was just the beginning. My life got much darker and more depressing, and I think you're right. I think Charlie Chapman said comedy is finding your pain and learning to play with it. So, yeah, I think that's right.
I remember one time we got together and you showed me the genesis of a joke, or, you know, how to write a joke. And there's actually a formula. You know, to be funny is hard work. Some people are, let me ask you the question. I keep sounding like an expert. Do you have to work hard at, because you're a very funny guy and very sarcastic, and deadpan humor sometimes is my favorite. But let me ask you the question, though. Is it hard work to be funny? Or are some people just naturally funny and don't have to work at it? It comes naturally, kind of like athletics.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think I'm funny, but a lot of times I don't. You know, I think that I'm just kind of the guy that sits there and finds other people very funny. And I think that we've all got, like, that friend that is just, like, you know, he or she is so funny and always cracks you up. But to be able to write it out and be able to create something that, you know, the joke lands where you want it to, and there's kind of a rhythm or a melody to it, specifically in, like, writing TV or sketch comedy. I think that there's a talent to that, for sure. I think there's an art to it. So you have to learn the science behind it, but then I think you develop, some people have this little bit more of a knack for it than others, and that's kind of the art side.
Our guest is Adam Burke. He's a comedy writer from the Twin Cities. He hails from Bismarck, North Dakota, and he's going to be a regular on this show. And Adam, I can't wait. I mean, tonight we're just trying to introduce you to the audience. And when you unveil some of your material, I've read a lot of your stuff, man, and it is so, so good. And we just hope that we can make it fit into our formatics here on Calling All Sports, because we really, during COVID, became a sports, entertainment, and comedy network. And I think you're going to be a great fit. So welcome to the family. And you'll probably be a runaway after one show.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, Marty, I enjoyed listening to you. And I don't know a lot about sports, you know, so I always get, you know, I enjoy it. I watch the Vikings every Sunday with my wife and some friends, but that's about it. But, you know, I love watching comedy. So I like that you bring, you know, a variety of people on your show, and I think that gives kind of a fun, well-rounded approach. So kudos to you for putting some fun, entertaining stuff together.
I look forward to it. Hey, Adam, who did you grow up admiring? And, you know, we all learned, you know, I learned how to broadcast from other people that I grew up listening to and so on and so forth. Who did you pattern yourself after, and who do you admire in the comedy industry other than yourself? Because I know you just love yourself to death.
Well, with that being said, you know, keep this in mind. When Marty and I first started hanging out, I remember telling a story to Marty, and I was really getting into it. I thought it was funny. I was getting real close to the climax, the punchline, and I look over, and Marty has his chin in his chest, and he is out. He is totally sleeping. I couldn't believe it.
It's a true story, folks. I fell asleep in mid-sentence.
So, I'm just trying to pad my resume here and really let people know what they can expect. What was the question? Oh, growing up. Yeah, so...
Who did you admire? Who do you pattern yourself after?
Yeah, I don't... You know, I think that it's hard to pattern yourself after anybody, but the people that I really admired, you know, like people with really good deadpan humor, Bill Murray, Jason Bateman, David Cross, like the guys that really run over a joke and not wink, you know, the guys that can throw something out there and either you get it or you don't, but they're not going to stop and you know, make sure that and draw attention to the punchline. I always thought that was such a gift to be able to do something like that.
You know, it's Adam Burke. He's from Minneapolis, St. Paul. A really funny guy, folks. Very talented. You've seen nothing. This is just a mere introduction. Wait till he unfolds and unfurls some of his material. Adam, you've written and directed a play. You've written a lot of comedy skits. I can't wait to see where these go. I think you're really headed for the big time, and you're still young. You're not bad looking, but again, you're very talented and very funny. Here's what I guess I want to know, though. Where did you come up with the Purple Penguin Club? You founded the Purple Penguin Club. What is that? I've never even seen a purple penguin.
Yeah, it's just a group of... So, you know, during COVID, it was kind of like, all right, I can sit and watch a ton of Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, but I would rather get together with my friends and figure out, hey, how do we, you know, do something fun? And so we got a group of guys together. We'd meet like once every couple weeks, and everyone had to bring something to the table. So that's where we would do like a joke writing where everyone had to like on the spot write a joke, or they would stand up and do a story. We would do some improv. We would do a table read. So I would write sketches and we would sit down and do a table read. So it was just a bunch of guys that, you know, didn't really have experience with any of this stuff and just sitting down and exploring it. And like you said, we've all got those friends who are just naturally gifted and very funny. And some of these guys would, you know, you never thought that they were like the funny guy, but all of a sudden they're telling the story and you're like, you know, folded over laughing because they're just opening up about some crazy embarrassing thing that happened to them 10 years ago. So that was a really fun experience. And then we took that, and we just kept the name, I don't know, it's something that's memorable and kind of goofy, and purple seems to be the color of the area here. And now we're doing sketch comedy, so we're putting together just this weekend, this Saturday, me and a couple of guys from Acme Comedy Club and a couple of other friends, we're shooting a sketch, and we're going to start putting together a full sketch comedy lineup. So we're hoping once a week to start putting out about, you know, 3, 4, 5 minute sketches on YouTube.
Well, we're going to get a whole bunch of them here on Calling All Sports and Sports Byline Broadcast. You know, one of your sketches you shared with me, and I still laugh just thinking about it, and it's about a telethon, and they're raising money. And, of course, the guy who's running the telethon, you know, is just kind of using kids to shame people into donating. It's all about the kids! And it's just you know which one I'm referencing, of course, right?
Yeah. And without giving too much away, you know, it's the stupid little, like, the nuances in these shows that are in these sketches that I think are funny. And like this one you were talking about, the thing that keeps building is this guy, when he first starts, he has a fly on his face, and then he has two flies, and then like, and he's talking to the guest, and he's telling him, he's like, look, man, the more flies that you have on the face, on your face, the more pathetic that you look, and the more the phones will ring. And like, so they just keep adding flies to their face, and it's just like this, you know, stupid thing. But the comedy is in the absurdity of it, but it's also, there's like an element of truth to it, like most comedy, you know, where it's, the more, you know, you see these commercials and stuff, and like the more pathetic and grotesque sometimes you see, the more they're just trying to like play it, tug at people's heartstrings, which, you know, does work, but at the same time there's an element of, like I said at the beginning, you take your pain and you play with it. Sometimes that's some very funny stuff. So
talking to comedian comedy writer Adam Burke, I wondered, he writes a lot of sketch comedy, when that fly landed on Vice President Pence, is that where you got the idea to write that sketch?
No, but you know what? When that happened, I thought, boy, this is not like comedy gold just sent from the gods to SNL. And then, you know, I thought that they did an okay job with it, but I thought that they could have gone a lot further with that. That was just, that had to be one of the funniest like political moments of all time.
It was great. Well, welcome to our world. We're out of time. Adam, we're going to have you back next week. This is going to be regular, fairly regular. And I hope you stay fairly regular. It's very healthy to be regular.
Good. Well, Marty, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for not falling asleep.
I didn't fall asleep. I love you, man. You're the best. Berkey, we'll talk to you next week. All right, pal?
Yep. All right. Sounds good. See you, Marty.
You got it. Adam Burke from the Twin Cities. We come back here on Sports. Calling all sports, it's part of Sports Overnight America. Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network, all part of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go away.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We are Sports Byline Broadcast, sports, entertainment, and comedy, and a whole lot more here as part of Sports Overnight America. Brittany Griner is out of Russian prison camp. She'll be in San Antonio late tonight, late Thursday, early Friday, probably while we're on the air. So we'll keep you updated here. Xander Bogaerts leaves the Red Sox, San Diego. Stanford, probably Jason Garrett or Troy Taylor, the head coach at Sacramento State. And Raiders-Rams tonight. And what earlier this year, I remember saying, boy, that Raider-Ram game on December 8th is going to be huge. It is a total disaster. Raiders stink 5-7. Rams at 3-9. So we look forward to it. Iowa-Iowa State men's college hoops tonight. Minnesota-Michigan as well. We'll go inside the numbers, have a little fun, and what you'll be screaming and streaming about sports-wise tonight. But he is Dr. Newkirk. He's down in Ocala, Florida. He joins us. He's going to weigh in on the Brittany Griner situation. I know he's got some opinions on it. Doc, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, but you flunked the trivia questions last night. I got one more for you before we go into Brittany Griner. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Where did the founder of Caesar's Pizza graduate from high school?
Cooley High School in Detroit.
Yeah, you got it. You're 100%. Now we can move on. I wanted to stump the chump, but it didn't work.
All right. Well, I know who his name is. What's his name? So you asked the question. You don't even know his name, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been Googling it all day. I know his name. You bet.
What was it?
Well, I'm not going to give it to you.
Is your nose growing? Is your nose growing, Doc?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Believe me.
It was Mike Ilitch,
right?
Yeah,
I memorized the list of them for you today.
Yeah, it's Mike Ilitch, though, right?
Yep. Yep.
Fantastic. All right, where are you on Griner? Yeah. Here's the question now. I'm going to ask you the question. You got to give me the honest answer because I'm going to challenge you on this, all right?
All right.
Would Putin have taken Victor Boot, remove Griner from the transaction? Would Putin have accepted the United States releasing Victor Boot straight up for Paul Whelan, the American Michigan-based executive who was charged with espionage vis-a-vis spying against the Russian, the Soviet Union? Would he have taken a straight-up deal? Forget Griner. What's your take?
I don't think it would have happened. I don't know, but I don't think it would have happened. What's your thoughts?
I think he would have taken it. He wanted Boot out of the United States, and I think he would have I think if we had held his feet to the fire, he would have given us both Whelan and Griner. I understand that people are upset, but Biden cannot be criticized. He had to get Griner. It would have been political suicide not to get Griner out of prison, in my opinion.
I think you're right there, and I think there were political points to be gained from doing this. I don't know if it's going to help him enough long term. That would be a whole nother debate. But he certainly was trying his hardest some way to maneuver that.
Talking to Doc Newkirk, he's down in Ocala, Florida, joining us on the program. All right, so what do you say to Griner? What do you say about her whole situation?
Well, hey, I've been reading the blogs and all the stuff on the internet. Boy, it's all over the place. I hear stuff like, you know, if the United States was so bad and she didn't want to stand for the national anthem, why would she want to come back here anyways? That was one of the person's comments. Other comments, of course, on the other side was, hey, she was a minority. The reason we didn't try to lobby harder was because of that. And so, boy, you can read anything you want with all the folks that are on both sides.
Doc, she made a horrible choice, okay? She plays NBA basketball, WNBA basketball here in the United States. They make decent money. She's probably one of the highest, if not the highest paid player. She's making money and endorsement money over in Russia playing in the summer, okay? I mean, in the winter, rather, because she was arrested in February. My question is, she chose. You can't convince me that she didn't know she had cannabis oil in the canisters inside her luggage. I'm not buying the fact that she was packing hastily and forgot that the drugs were in the luggage. I'm not buying that, Doc. She made a choice.
Now, yeah, you and I, we think alike. We're both geniuses. The problem is not knowledge. I don't buy that. You know, I just traveled several hundred miles on Route 75 down here to Ocala, and it was interesting. We probably had five speed traps, and I'm going to guess 20 miles. My detector kept saying a speed trap ahead. You know, every one of those guys, and I've been thinking about this all day, every one of those guys that got stopped, they can't say they didn't know the speed limit was 75. A lot of them are doing 90 going past me, right? Knowledge is not the problem. She knew she had that. I've been to Russia twice. I'm going to tell you something. When I went over there and they unpacked my luggage, you could only have one Bible in your suitcase. And if you had more than one, they would hang you out to dry. I had the rules for going to Russia sent to me three times before I went. I went through for graduate credit through New Mexico University, and I'm here to tell you my heart was in my mouth at the Moscow airport, afraid of being in there. So I'm agreeing with you, Marty. I think you take your chances. I think she knew probably what she had, and she didn't get away with it.
But, Doc, here's the thing, though. She got 9 years for a couple vials of cannabis oil. So the minute, you know, she did make a bad choice. If she was in the United States, she would have got a deferred judgment. She would have got a slap on the wrist. She would have been given $500 in court costs and sent along her merry way and told to keep her nose clean. 9 years for that? Come on. She became a political prisoner from the word go.
Amen to that. I agree with you totally. They wanted to make an example out of her. Plus, with our relations with Russia, there were a whole lot of things going on, and she had to pay the price for a mistake. She gambled. But, hey, I don't know. It was wrong. I think that was terrible, them doing that. But, again, when you take your chances in this life, you know, I think my mother used to say, you know, if you – play the pipe, you got to play the piper or something like that. And she took her chances.
Marty dropped, Doc. Keep talking.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Marty? Is that the way you're thinking, that they made an example out of her?
All right, I'm sorry about that, Doc. My computer dropped here a little bit. Do I have you back, Dr. Newkirk?
Yeah, you sure do.
What do you do, Biden? You know, Biden right now, his feet are still in the fire. He's going to feel a lot of heat now to get wheeling. I mean, his whole reelection, this is going to be a major, major point.
Well, he certainly gained some points out of it, but I'm not reading you very good, Marty.
Well, he's got to deliver. He's got to deliver Whelan now. He got Griner out. He's got to continue the effort to get Whelan back home, does he not? Or it's political suicide.
I agree with you. He's got to follow through with that. And what's going to happen in the rest of this fiasco is more than I can imagine.
It's going to be absolutely interesting. It is. I don't know. The fact of the matter is, she got basically a nine and a half year sentence for jaywalking in our book, you know. But again, you know. So when you went to Russia, Doc, did you feel intimidated going through customs as an American?
Oh, you better believe it. I went through in 1986 when it was still communist. And I mean to tell you, I'm not exaggerating. We were told over and over what we could take and what we couldn't take before we got on the airplane to go over. On the airplane, they really talked sternly to us, saying, if any of you've got any of the following things in your suitcase, get rid of it. I mean to tell you, we got to the Moscow airport. It's very, very dark there. And my heart was in my mouth, Marty.
Yeah, I have no desire to go there. I love to travel. I have no desire. You could tell me that the World Ice Hockey Olympic Championships were in Red Square in downtown Moscow, and I would pass. Doc, I hope you had a good trip. Tell me about your trip. How many total hours did it take you? I mean, I know you stopped a couple nights on your way down there, right, from Iowa down to Ocala, Florida?
Yeah, to get here, we've spent about 20 hours in the car.
That's not bad. I mean, you did pretty good. You really did for a young guy.
We stayed in Tifton, Georgia last night. Had a good time. I got up and ran hard this morning, ran 4 miles hard. Just like you used to do with me, Marty. Remember when we were running 7-minute miles?
Maybe you were. I know I wasn't. They timed me with a calendar, baby. Hey, listen, give my best to Carol, and you guys have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
All right. Good job. There's Dr. Newkirk. Yeah, listen, again, to me, I don't know, maybe I'm the one, but I still think the question to Biden has to be, you know, remove Griner from the situation. She got incarcerated. She only did 10 months for a minor offense. I get it. But should he have gone for Whelan first and then Griner? And would Putin have done it? There were some backroom dealings, folks. Nothing is ever what we think. You know, they spoon feed us information. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but we don't know the true story. In my opinion, I don't think we know the true story. And I understand the angst with the people that are saying, you know, this was a raw deal. You know, you freed a celebrity, an athlete. The only reason you did that is because of her stature and her celebrity status. Blah. You know, listen, I understand that. I understand that mindset. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it. And again, the biggest takeaway that I've got is the Whelan family and the grace and how they were served a you-know-what sandwich and they chewed a mouthful and swallowed and took it, and it was just amazing. I don't know if that were my family member where I would be so gracious. That stunned me, the statement they put out. Absolutely classy. It was hard to believe it. It almost looked like scripted. But they were speaking from the heart. It's a phenomenal story, and it's going to bear watching. You know, listen, when she arrives in San Antonio, folks, the media, tomorrow, you know, all your CBS Morning News, Good Morning America, Today Show, CNN, Fox News, it's going to get gavel to gavel, wire to wire coverage, mark my words, and this is going to throw gasoline on the race relations in this country. It is going to absolutely, in my opinion, polarize it even more. I think you can go to the bank with that. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We're going to tube talk things. What are you going to be screaming about? What are you screaming about sports-wise tonight? NFL football on Amazon Prime. Raiders 5-7 at SoFi against the 3-9 Rams. And, of course, the Griner situation and good college buckets tonight. Iowa, Iowa State, Minnesota, Michigan State. There's a lot of action on the ice as well. We'll come back on the other side. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew at Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell, part of Sports Overnight America here on Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. We're coming right back.
We'll be right back. Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208. Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
World of Sports and a whole lot more. Marty Terrell here on SiriusXM and SportsByline.com, where you stream it. And away we go. Listen, we didn't get to a lot of the college, you know, portal, the recruiting. You saw a lot of players, you know, basically claiming their free agency. And that's what we have in college sports now with the NCAA and the name, image, likeness. And there's a kid right outside of Metro Des Moines, or in the Metro in Des Moines, by the name of Caden Proctor, who verbally committed to Iowa, Southeast Polk High School. And, folks, he's going to end up somewhere else. And I think Hawkeye Nation's in for a rude awakening, a real rude awakening. So we'll Alabama, Deion Sanders at Colorado, Ohio State, here we go. So a verbal commitment now, and some of the older coaches like Ferentz and Saban, some of the veteran coaches, boy, are we going to see these guys get sick and tired of dealing with free agency every week, or every year, I should say, not every week, every year. They're going to, I mean, one and done has a new meaning. It means you're one and done at that school, and you're one and done at the next school, then you're one and done at the next school. So Caden Proctor, he's the number one rated, I believe, offensive lineman coming out of high school, and Iowa's all excited, and Iowa's been a great breeding ground for great offensive linemen. And maybe they retain him. I don't know. Hey, we're also working on, and we may get him, and I hope we do, is that's Jack Campbell, University of Iowa linebacker, won the Butkus Award. He also won the Campbell Award. They didn't name it after him. They should have. So we'll see. We hope he lands on this show, but he may not. But he's going to land on this network. So Jack Campbell, phenomenal linebacker for Iowa, as they get ready for Kentucky and the Music City Bowl in Nashville. So we look forward to that. All right. I can't get too pumped up about the NBA doubleheader tonight. What I can get pumped up about, sounding like a homer to Iowa, is Iowa State tonight ought to be good. Minnesota, Michigan isn't horrible. We'll keep an eye on Griner. I think the networks are probably going to go live in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, they could cut away live to her arrival in San Antonio at the Brooke Army Medical Base in San Antonio. All right, for the whole crew, Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew, thanks to Adam Burke and Dr. Richard Newkirk. I'm Marty Terrell, back at it tomorrow night, 6 East, 5 Central, 3 Pacific on Sports Byline Broadcast. It's Calling All Sports. Adios. Have a good night.